Welcome to Children's Home and AIDS, Ahlquist Center for Policy, Practice, and Innovations podcast, The Ahlquist Agenda. I'm Eric Mayo, Public Policy Manager at the Ahlquist Center. In this series, we invite you for an inside look at how we think about policy, why it matters, how it impacts youth, families, and communities, and what you can do to help. Today, in our debut episode, we focus on ensuring economic stability for Illinoisans through expanding eligibility for the Earned Income Credit. The Earned Income Credit is a companion to the federal Earned Income Tax Credit, which has been around since 1975. While initially designed to provide modest financial assistance to low and moderate income workers, the EITC is now cited by lawmakers on both sides of the aisle as one of the most important poverty reduction tools in our arsenal. According to a 2019 Center for Budget and Policy Priorities report, the EITC lifted 5.6 million Americans out of poverty in 2018, including 3 million children. Illinois' Earned Income Credit provides taxpayers with an additional credit equal to 18% of their federal EITC. While over 900,000 households in Illinois are currently eligible for this credit, many people who need this critical financial assistance are left out. House Bill 2792, sponsored by Representative Carol Ammons, and Senate Bill 2184, sponsored by Senator L.G. Sims, would expand access to the Earned Income Credit to all adults, immigrant families who file their taxes with an individual tax identification number, or ITIN number, and caregivers. Joining us to discuss the bill, the coalition behind the bill, and how it will impact Illinois families, we have Amber Wilson, State Coalition Manager for Economic Security for Illinois. Amber, thanks again for joining us for our first episode.
Hi, Eric. Thanks for having me.
To begin, can you talk a little bit about Economic Security for Illinois and the work you guys do and the coalition to make the EIC work?
Absolutely. So Economic Security for Illinois is a policy organization. We are relatively new on the scene, focusing on financial and economic security for all Illinois residents. The organization came about around 2019 off the backs of the Resilient Family Task Force that came together to really observe poverty in Illinois and look at the racial wealth gap and wealth disparities taking place. And they wanted to identify why it was as severe as it was and is, and some of the solutions they could enact to help solve the problem. And so during that time, guaranteed income was not a common conversation. Actually, legislators were laughing at the idea of a guaranteed income. But EITC was around and known as an effective tool. And so the task force began to look at populations of people who were currently excluded from the EITC and realized that many of those were living in impoverished communities and would benefit greatly from access to the Earned Income Credit. So the task force switched its work to EITC work, and the coalition formed organizations across Illinois, whether those organizations were labor-based, unions, community-based organizations, consumer protection groups. They all joined together to advocate for the expansion of the Illinois Earned Income Credit. And then I came along in September of 2019. The coalition was much smaller at the time, and we've just played an active role in growing that number out. I think when I came on board, it may have been 8 coalition partners. And now we're up to 30, and we're really focusing on expanding the Earned Income Credit so that more families who need it have access to it.
So why is the Earned Income Credit such an important policy solution to helping families out of poverty in Illinois?
Oh, goodness. The short answer is that it helps families overcome poverty. So the EITC is number 2 to Social Security income in helping more families overcome poverty thresholds. So that means the EIC outdoes TANF, it outdoes SNAP, it outdoes other welfare programs that are available for people. And it brings people, again, over those poverty thresholds. It reduces the amount of income that an income earner has to pay into the tax system and leads to a refund that can go back into that person's household and community and really help people out. So there's a federal version of the EIC, and then there's a state version of the EIC. And And Illinois' version of the federal EITC is called an EIC, and it offers an 18% match of the federal dollar. And so what that means is that for every $100 the federal someone receives on their federal return, they're receiving back $18. And we should expand it because it works. It's been around. It has the history. It has the research and data backing it to prove that it's helping the people who need it. And it's also helping to boost local economies. Right now, especially as a result of the pandemic and people being put off work, it's just going to bring dollars into communities and households who need it the most while we see poverty rising. So it's really going to help Illinois residents and also to help Illinois' regressive tax system become less regressive.
So how much is the average credit that an individual receives under this tax credit?
Sure. So on the federal level, the average earned income tax credit is around $2,500. But on the state level, it's going to be a smaller return. And so on average, we see folks getting around $600 back from their earned income credit. And I think that's a good question because it's also important to mention that right now, folks who currently are eligible for the Illinois earned income credit are working adults between the ages of 25 and 64. And then the population of people who receive the biggest benefit from the credit would be adults with child dependents that they file and claim on their taxes.
So as we talk about expanding this credit so we can get it to more Illinoisans, who will benefit from this change?
With our bill, our present bill that we're working, 500,000 Illinois households will become eligible for this EIC credit. And if you want to count that up, like how many people are included in those 500,000 households, that is going to amount to 1.27 million Illinois residents being able to benefit.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a huge number. And of that 1.27 million, 500,000 of those are children who will be impacted by this proposal. So the specific people that we're working to include who are currently left behind are going to be working young adults between the ages of 18 and 24 and working older adults 65 and older. Also immigrant families that work and pay taxes but file with an ITIN number versus a social security number. That ITIN number is a number that they've received from the IRS and it's an acronym that stands for Individual Taxpayer Identification Number. And then also we're wanting to see caregivers become eligible. And the way we're defining caregivers is someone who provides unpaid care in the household for a child under six, a disabled family member, or an elder family member over the age of 70.
Now, you mentioned caregivers, which I think is really unique to this bill. Why is providing refunds to caregivers such a valuable portion of this legislation?
Oh, gosh. Well, right now, as we're all living in quarantine and experience our very first pandemic, at least in my lifetime, so many people have had to make the decision between staying at home to care for a young child who may be homeschooling or doing remote learning or keeping an elder or disabled family member home versus sending them to a skilled care facility. People are having to make the decision between going to work and providing care. And so with our care proposal, we are proposing a $600 baseline credit to caregivers, regardless of if they do work outside of the home or not. So you can have zero income to kind of offset some of those expenses that they are having to deal with now that schools are closed down and they're having to feed kids or they're in the house more often. So the light bill is more expensive or they're having to pay an internet bill that they otherwise wouldn't have had to pay if it weren't for the pandemic. And so the caregiving piece is really to acknowledge the care that caregivers provide and the work the caregivers do in the household.
So as we mentioned earlier, right, this is a bill in the Illinois General Assembly. Can you talk a little bit about sort of where the bill is in the process and how that's going?
Oh, yes. Our coalition partners have been putting in a lot of work to connect with legislators and lobby and really move this work forward. So this year, we're working our bill under the leadership of Senator Sims and Representative Ammons. And it builds on our efforts from a bill we were previously working funding last year, but our bill this year is prioritizing including families that are excluded from the credit. So our bill has been filed, HB 2792 and SB 2184. We currently have over 62 legislators as co-sponsors in the House and Senate, and we have over 110 organizational endorsements. And we had 400 witness slips in favor when we presented our bill in the Revenue Committee last month. And also important to note that right now we have no organized opposition at all.
Also important to note, Amber, the bill, it is bipartisan sponsored in the House.
Yes, bipartisan sponsor. And overall, EITC has history of bipartisanship. So people who are super conservative Republicans love the EITC because it promotes work and it promotes folks going back into the workforce or staying in the workforce and earning more. And then as far as liberal Democrats, they love it because it's an anti-poverty tool that fights poverty and helps the people. So the EITC has bipartisan support history, and currently with our bill, yeah, it does have support from Republicans as well. So absolutely.
And then let me ask, I hope folks, you know, from this conversation get really excited about the bill and sort of the potential it has to impact families in Illinois. How can people help advocate for these changes?
Oh, goodness. So one way is to endorse our bill as an organization or as an individual. So we have links where you can go on and actually read about our bill, read our one pager, and sign up as an endorser for your organization. And then you can also sign up as an endorser as an individual in the community. You can also go to our website at economicsecurityil.org and sign up for our newsletter. You can follow us on social media at EconSecureIL on every platform. And then you can also call your local legislator and demand that we expand the earned income credit for people who need it the most. Last, we love to hear from you. We love to connect. So you can connect with us on our website as well and tell us your story about the need for cash or your story about being a caregiver and what you've gone through during this time, what services and programs were helpful and what you wish was available and the money component of it, how necessary that is. You can do all of these things and learn more on our website. And I believe, Eric, you're going to give folks the link.
Yeah, we're going to put the link on our website under this podcast. You'll see all the links that Amber mentioned so that folks can go take a look and learn more about all the great work Economic Security is doing and about this bill. Amber, thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate you joining us and look forward to working together with you. And hopefully you'll come back sometime and tell us about how it passed and the great impact it had on Illinois.
Absolutely. I can't wait to come back and share about how we got this thing passed.
Thanks again to Amber Wilson of Economic Security for Illinois for joining us, and a very special thanks to our incredible sound engineer, Sarah Kruger. To learn more about all of our 2021 policy priorities, visit www.childrenshomeandaid.org/thecenter. And don't forget to follow our new Twitter page, @AlquistCenter. For the AlQuist Agenda, I'm Eric Mayo. Thanks for listening.